Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mullet Cast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. My name is Evan Baumer. We are flying solo today. We got no Mike Mercia. He's living large down in the Outer Banks. What's going on, Mike? We're joined today by David D.C. Fisher. He is the leader of Ook and Drum, and the Ook and Drum Trio. When I just met you, I just realized like I've been pronouncing your band name wrong all along, because I'm the guy that says Ook, you know, I figured yeah. It is. But you set me straight here quickly that it's Ook and Drum.
Whatever works for you works for me.
All right, cool. So follow your band at ookdrum.com on Instagram and Facebook at ookdrum, U-K-E-D-R-U-M. So what's going on?
Not much. Thanks for having me in.
No problem. Thank you. So how'd you get the name DC? What's that all about?
Well, you know, my given name's David,
right?
And it's pretty common. So when I started to record music and put it out, I started using my initials.
Gotcha.
So those are just my initials.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I thought you had like some Washington, D.C. connection or something.
I don't.
Or
yeah.
Something like that.
No, just
so
my
cool.
initials.
Nice. You're definitely a dude that sets a vibe. I was thinking about this morning. I'm like, you're probably like, so you do a residency down at Beach Bar in Asbury,
mm-hmm.
right? You're down there every Saturday night. For 7 years, I think.
I think this is the seventh year.
That's crazy. So for people like locals or tourists, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what does everyone look forward to on their vacation? It's like chilling by a beach bar, listening to good music, having
Absolutely.
Some cocktails or something.
Yep.
And you're the dude that delivers that vibe. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you roll in here with, you got sunglasses, a ukulele, and and flip-flops on.
Well, it's pretty bright in here.
Who's got it better than you?
Yeah. It's just fun. You know, people get their weekend on vacation, or if they're lucky, a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
They want to drink rum buckets. They want to put their toes in the sand.
Right.
And they just want to relax, you know.
Right.
I'm a musician, but it's really hospitality.
Right. That's true.
It's just helping people have fun.
Yeah.
And so relax.
That is.
Know?
That's nice. So did you grow up by the beach and like in the beach lifestyle?
I didn't. I kind of fell in love with it here on the shore
yeah.
about 14 years ago.
Right.
And I just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you grow up in Jersey?
I didn't. I grew up in beautiful Detroit.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually like Detroit. I spent a little time in Michigan.
Oh, yeah?
I was in Lansing for two
oh, cool.
years. Yeah. Ming's from Michigan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right on, you guys.
Yeah. So
That's
what was
great.
It like growing up in Detroit?
Well, you know, I was a suburb kid.
Right.
So it was pretty typical, you know, suburban lifestyle.
Right.
Nothing too exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there's interesting things going on in Detroit, you know, with the
mm-hmm.
sort of, you know, when a city kind of reinvents itself, like new interesting things pop up, right?
Yeah, I go back every few years.
Right.
Definitely music has always kind of been there.
Right.
Kind of holding things together.
It's true.
But, yeah, it's not really my scene. I dig it out here.
Right.
I like to be on the beach.
So how'd you end up in Jersey?
You know, life is like that.
Right.
I had some options coming out of college,
uh-huh.
and I chose to be out here.
That's cool. Where'd you
yeah.
go to school?
Northern Michigan University.
Nice.
Go Wildcats up in Marquette.
Right.
In
that's
the UP.
Cool. Oh, wow.
A?
Nice. Yeah. that's one of my regrets is I never made it up to the UP. I'd like to get back and get up there. It looks
it's
pretty
great.
Cool.
Yeah, it's great.
It's beautiful, right?
Yeah, Marquette's a great town.
Right.
It's like 60,000 people, has that college vibe, and it's right on the water, right on Lake Superior.
Gotcha.
So go in the summer.
It's a beautiful spot, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
They get a lot of snow.
Yeah, I believe
like
it.
Like 10 feet a year.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So were you, how did you get into music? Were you always, did you grow up playing instruments or?
I didn't later? Really, you know, music was always part of the household. Growing up,
mm-hmm.
Grandparents, my mom played a lot.
What'd she play?
She played flute, grandma played organ.
Oh, wow.
So it was always around. I think I mostly got into guitar, you know, around age 14.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just became the thing to do. It was like skating, skateboarding, and then music.
Right.
Were kind of my two things.
That's cool.
So guitar is where I started, electric guitar.
And what kind of music were you into?
Metal. Metal was it. Nice. Classic rock.
Right.
And that lasted, you know, right up till I started to run into like jam bands.
Gotcha.
So like The Dead, right. And Phish.
Right.
And that's where I kind of got out of the... got out of this.
Right. And then what'd you get into?
Yeah, right.
You
just
keep
more of the, you know... kind of fishy, right. You know, jammy, jazzy stuff.
Right. That's cool. So were you into the Nuge, being from Detroit?
No, but I've seen him.
Yeah.
I actually saw him. He opened for Metallica.
Oh, wow.
I was probably 15.
Right. That's pretty cool.
So
I saw him in the Damn Yankee Days, where he like blew out the, you know, the the bow and arrow.
I saw that,
lit
too.
Lit something on fire.
I saw him ride out on a white buffalo.
Oh, right. That's right. I mean, he's definitely an original,
encore.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So who were some like early guitar influences, the people you were into?
I mean, for a long time, it really was Trey from Phish.
Right.
I had never heard that kind of nasty guitar rock tone.
Right.
But then the style is just so different and jazzy and the chord shapings and stuff.
Right.
It was really different for me.
Yeah.
So I really did get into him for a while.
So even, were there anyone before him, like early metal influences of guitarists you looked up to?
You know, I really always dug the more bluesy stuff. Mm-hmm. So even in the metal, people like, you know, Kirk Hammett.
Right.
Where he just kind of throws a big old sloppy blues solo
right.
in the middle of some crazy jam. I just always, that appealed to me.
That's cool.
Yeah, the bluesier.
That is sweet.
Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, to me, like, I'm really into Trey also. And, like, as far as, like, earlier on, I was probably pretty similar to you. Like, real, like, metal. And I was even, I've kind of verged more to, like, the glammy pop metal. So like at that age you think you're into metal, but you realize you're really into like almost bubblegum pop in a way, right? But you know, so it's interesting. And then discovering like Phish and Trey, and then just seeing him as like a, you know, a live guitarist, like I don't think there are many like him, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
It's pretty intense.
I remember I saw him play one of his first like trio gigs, where it was the Trey band,
right.
Tab, and it was just him, bass and drums. And he just wailed.
Right.
Just wailed and wailed. He did a drum solo at one point. Like, and it was
cool.
Just so good to see him, just to listen to somebody just jam
right.
for like 3 hours, you know.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I had a chance to see that. I don't know if you've seen the documentary.
I didn't see it.
It was cool. I saw that was at the Asbury Film Festival, so got a chance to catch that. It's pretty interesting to see like the behind the scenes life, you know. One really funny scene is he's showing his daughter's like college age. And she comes out to see him in like the studio for rehearsals or something. And he's like going through like his massive pedals and showing her like what each one does.
Right.
And then at the end, she's like, she's touching him and stuff. And he's like, so that's what I do for work.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my gig.
That's not a bad gig.
Yeah. It's
no
pretty
kidding.
Cool. So how did you discover the Ook?
I can't give enough credit to Sam Sims. You know Sam? He's
nah.
a local guy.
Okay.
He splits his time between Florida and Jersey.
Right.
And, you know, the Twisted Tree Cafe in Asbury?
Yeah.
So when I had first moved to town, I had a gig there. And I think it must have been a double bill with Sam.
Right.
So I think I opened. And then at that time, it was Sam Sims, who's a singer-songwriter.
Right.
And his drummer, who ended up being drum of Ook and Drum.
Noah.
And they said, well, why don't you stay in and sit in?
Right.
So pretty much probably 10 years ago, Sam invited me up to play guitar.
Right.
And I became part of the Sam Sims band for a couple years there.
Right.
So it was really just the trio of me on guitar, drum on drum.
Right.
And Sam was our leader. And I was playing guitar. And Sam is an amazing ukulele player.
Is
He's the real deal, like... Went to Hawaii, you right. know, had someone craft him a Ook.
Wow.
Big surfer.
Right.
So he would every night probably do about a third of his show on the Ook.
Wow.
And I just fell in love with it.
Yeah.
I just loved listening to him play it. And he basically decided he was going to split town.
Right.
So it was just me and drum trying to figure out what are we going to do. And so I got on, after about a month of us being separate, I called Sam. He's down in Florida. I'm like, you know, I'm I'm missing the ook. What should I get?
Right.
So he kind of explained to me, well, this is the size. You know, get a tenor. Replace the high pitch string with a low pitch string to give you a little more oomph, and just have fun.
Right.
So really, Sam pointed me. I really fell in love with his playing, and also just he was super supportive when I wanted to get into it.
Right.
So yeah, started out I was guitarist, and then he split, right. And then I kind of started playing ook.
Right.
And then drum and I did a few demos, just home recordings.
Right.
And you know, just playing like Rolling Stones or, you know, Sublime.
Right.
Covers.
Uh-huh.
And, that's really where it came from.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And what's it like for a guitarist to switch over?
It's actually really easy.
Yeah.
A lot of guitarists come up and they're like, how do you do that?
Right.
And I'm like, well, can you play a D chord? And they're like, oh yeah. And I go, well, that's a G chord on the ukulele. And their brain flips upside down. But really it's just tuned differently, higher pitch.
Right.
But what you do with your hands is almost the same.
Right.
So...
And there's less to...
For our guitarists on Facebook...
That's right.
If you can play a D chord on your ook, that same shape is a G chord.
Wow.
So it's very similar.
And then what's the difference... what were you talking about replacing the string? So
yeah.
So what happens there?
It's just an octave lower. Yeah. So on a traditional ukulele, you'd have this sort of a open sound. And on this, it's an octave lower. So it just gives me a little bit of bass.
Right.
So I can... You kind of get that low.
Right. That's cool.
Instead of the high. Yeah.
So it gives you... Yeah, it's... I guess makes more sense for playing different styles of music also, right?
Yeah. And until this year, actually last year, I never had a bass player.
Right.
So if I wanted any kind of low end,
that's where it
come
out
of the instrument.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah.
So you had a duo basically, you and drum.
Yeah,
ook
and drum for years.
Right.
Years
and then
years.
The trio is what added a bass eventually.
Yeah. So last season, I had always wanted to add bass.
Right.
Just so that. Because there's so many times, ook and drum is really a lot of vocal harmony.
Mm.
We're really more singers when we get together.
Right.
So if I do want to play a solo, well, there's no chords anymore behind it.
Right.
So adding a bass gives me something I can play along with.
Gotcha.
If I want to, you know, take a break or
right.
play a little solo.
That's cool.
And it's been really fun, yeah. My good friend, Brian Andrews, is our bass player.
Okay.
And he kills it.
That's
it's really
cool.
good. And he's on the latest record, too.
Right.
That we did over the winter.
So your latest record came out in May.
Yeah.
What's the title?
Aloha Tonight.
Aloha Tonight.
Yeah.
I was actually listening to that this morning.
Oh,
again.
Cool.
So that's available on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon.
Yeah, it's
everywhere.
Out there.
Yep. So you give out some download cards also
yeah.
for people to grab it.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At shows, we always have the Aloha box where people can throw a tip, grab a business card, and we always had the free CD.
Right.
And people just take the CD, go through hundreds of them every summer.
Right.
And this year, I was like, well, people are starting to tell me, like, I don't have a CD player.
Right.
Like, so we're doing download cards, and people take them.
Right.
I mean, we've gone through hundreds of those. I don't really know if they ever get downloaded.
Right. So where is the download available for the cards?
It takes them through, you probably know CD Baby.
Okay, cool.
I was an early adopter
right.
with them probably, gosh, I don't know, 05,
yeah.
06. Started using their service
right.
to publish.
Okay. So did you put out stuff before the ook and drum project?
Because I was doing a little bit of singer-songwriter stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, you go to open mic.
Right.
You do two covers and one of yours.
Right.
So at some point I had enough to go record.
That's cool.
But yeah, mostly my songwriting is just Ook and Drum stuff.
Right.
And I think this is the third full album of originals.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
So once you made, you got the bug for the Ook, yeah. Did the guitar just go away?
No, they're right there.
Yeah. So yeah. How do you split your time between, do you write on guitar or what do you use it for?
Yeah, this time of year I just play the Ook all the time, you know.
Right.
And then it's always like my fallback is electric guitar.
Right.
So I'll just, like later today, might just pick up my Tele, plug it into my Fender amp and annoy the neighbors for an hour.
Right.
Put it away again for a week.
Right. But you never bust it out during a Ook and Drum gig at all?
Never.
Right.
No. I just play Ook.
Right.
Yeah. Try to keep it as simple as I can.
That's cool.
I even sometimes with the Ook, I'll use crazy effects, delays, envelope filters. But I try not to, honestly. I just try to go with the sound of the Ook and the voice.
Right.
And the boys in the band.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what do you think you found, like, in the Ook that intrigued you? Like, what is it about the instrument?
It's so sweet. It's just the vibe of it, like you were saying, you know. You can play all the same songs, but they just feel different.
Right.
It just feels lighter. You know, just, I'll play a little.
Yeah, sure. What are you going to play? I don't know.
It's just such a... pretty, you know?
It is.
And especially if you want to do anything kind of Hawaiian. It's just... So there's just something about that sweetness in there that really just appealed to me. And with guitar, you have two more lower strings.
Right.
And it's great, but it's not as sweet.
Yeah.
You know, it's more driving.
It's weird. I mean, it puts you in a mood, you know, for sure. Like, I felt that. Like, I felt like I was listening to you guys getting ready to come here this morning. You know, I had that, like, nice feeling of, like, being relaxed and being somewhere cool. And
yeah.
You know,
nothing too...
Not a care in the world.
Exactly. There's no politics aside from, you know, vote.
And, right.
You know, just accept everyone.
Right.
And really nothing too heavy.
Yeah.
Just so fun. And
what's it like doing... Like, when you decide to do a cover, right? And you're doing... Or do you think of it like, all right, I'm doing a Ook version of this song? Or do you just feel like I'm just playing the song I like? Like, how does that... like translate from
You have to kind of rework them,
right?
So like the song Havana is one that we're slowly putting in the set this summer,
right?
Am I allowed to play a little?
Yeah, totally, you can play everything.
So let's see. Oops, how's that go? So if you listen to that on YouTube, there's no ukulele.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, you have to kind of figure out, well, how am I going to voice it?
Right.
You know.
Like, do you hear a song and say, oh, that would be cool.
I do.
With a ukulele version.
Yeah. So and sometimes people, the other way, where someone will say, you got to play this song. And I'll listen to it and go, I don't think I could pull it off. So yeah, you definitely, that's a lot of like my practice is just trying to figure out how to take a song that is a rock band.
Right.
And then how do I kind of twist that into the island vibe?
Mm-hmm.
Give it a reggae feel or like a calypso vibe.
Yeah. And that's a weird... I mean, is it hard? Like you said, you're kind of in the hospitality business in a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So are you playing only songs you love, or are there songs you're like, man, I have to play this because I know people dig it?
Both.
Yeah.
You know? It's both.
Right.
I definitely shy away from artists that are maybe sometimes associated with Ook. And people ask for it, and it's just someone who I don't like their lyrics, maybe.
Right.
Or whatever, and I'm just don't maybe play that artist.
Right.
But I generally, I play as many different artists as I can.
Right.
And people who are good at asking for requests, they won't ask for a song, but they'll ask for the artist.
Oh, okay.
And that helps a lot. Gotcha. So I might only know one song by their favorite artist.
Right.
But I probably know it.
That's cool.
It depends. I take a lot of requests. I don't play a lot.
Is there a ukulele, like, resurgence right now? Or am I only aware of it because I have a daughter that's at that age that seems like all the kids are into it?
Yeah, I think it's definitely big.
Yeah.
It's really big right now.
Right.
I give lessons also. And almost all my students right now, I only have a handful, but all of them are ukulele right
now. Are they?
Even though I would love to give guitar lessons,
right,
you know, or drum lessons or bass lessons.
Uh-huh.
It's just ukulele right
Is
now.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's something about it. It's just the four strings. It's simpler.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's very popular. You can't
Seems
go on Instagram
too.
Without seeing
right.
a million people recording themselves, doing their little covers.
Right.
And it's great.
It's true.
Know?
Actually, I was walking on the boardwalk near Asbury the other night, and there was a lady, like, teaching herself, like, just sitting on a bench, hanging out, trying to play some songs. It was cool.
Yeah, I love it.
I think as an artist, too, it's, as a live musician, there's nothing greater. I mean, you walked around with, like, the lightest gig bag in the world.
Yeah.
Like, you were talking about your drummer, you know, the difficulty of unloading for a gig, and, like, you can just roll up in flip-flops and...
pretty much.
I mean, if you're bringing pedals and an amp and stuff, that's a little bit more. But for the most part, you just you're traveling around with one.
Yeah, like today,
ride.
You know, I just rolled in and here we are.
Right.
It's definitely much lighter than a Telecaster. You know, Telecaster's like 8-9 pounds sometimes.
Right.
This is actually the first few years I didn't even strap. I would just hold it.
Did you?
Just kind of hug it and play. Right. It's just that light.
And who's the manufacturer of that one?
This is made by Cordoba.
Right.
They're Portuguese.
Okay.
And actually, the roots of this instrument kind of go back to, like, Portugal.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. And I really like their stuff. It, for, if we get guitar nerdy for a second. Do you play guitar?
I don't. I wish I did.
Okay. Well, a lot of times ukuleles have a very narrow neck. And it's more like a baseball bat neck, where it's, for me, not as comfortable.
Right.
This is more like a flamenco or classical setup. So it's a little wider and a little flatter. And I just love it.
Right.
I love their instruments.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are they they're made in Portugal?
I don't think so. This was made overseas somewhere.
Gotcha.
It's like Indonesia.
Right.
You know, so many nice instruments now are coming out of Asia. It's, but yeah, they're great. Cordoba, I definitely recommend them.
So the instrument end up in Hawaii, like via the Portuguese traveling around the world?
So, and it kind of got modified.
Right.
And then it really became this shape.
Gotcha.
And then it probably found its way back around somehow.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because most people associate it with like Hawaiian lifestyle probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. And people just, you know, it attracts them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You want to play us a full song now?
Sure. I'd love to. I'll play you one of mine.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
A little bit. This is called Go With The Flow.
Cool. Was it on your new release?
It's on it's an older one. It's actually on our first release.
All right, cool.
But it's an easy one for me to bust out on my own.
Nice.
Sitting on the couch watching TV,
staring at that screen with you. We laugh and we cry in this living room. Wanna live love life with you. I will be there for you. I will be there for you. And I will be there for you. 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 Yeah, something like that.
Nice. I like it.
And that was actually not Go With The Flow. I think it's called Moonlight Beach, but it's I Will Be There For You, that's which right. was that's just too long of a title.
So. That's funny. I kept waiting for, like, all right, where's the Go With The Flow part?
Yeah, I mean, that's my bad.
It does... I was going with the flow on it, you know, but that's cool. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. It's, I was just, as you're playing that too, I'm thinking like, it's probably really hard to write about like dark things mm-hmm. when that's your instrument too, because like, you know, almost all your song topics are like happy and like
yeah.
good feelings and mm-hmm. vibe and, you know, mm-hmm. so it's inspiring too, you know,
there's so much darkness out there.
Right.
I mean, it's funny. Especially when we first started, because it was really positive. It's mm-hmm. fun music.
Right.
People just jump up and start dancing, yeah. you know. Yeah. And so when you play gigs where there's something a little darker, whether it's like a singer-songwriter who's maybe a little bit more
right.
introspective, or rock bands that are heavier,
yeah.
even DJs sometimes,
right.
they're pushing some seriously heavy music.
Right.
And then we show up, and it's all smiles and you know, ukulele.
Right.
Yeah, it's cool. It can be challenging, but
yeah.
it's really fun.
Nah,
fun agree. To watch a crowd just get.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Happy.
Totally. I mean, you think about like how you want to be. That's it, man. You know?
I think so. If with this, right. you know?
Totally. Yeah. So the first time I actually heard about you is my daughter lives down in Lavalette. Mm-hmm. And she told me about you guys a couple of years ago.
Oh, cool.
So, like, another gig you play is Friday nights, you do Lava Java House, and then Saturday you're up in Asbury at the beach.
Yeah.
Beach bar.
Yeah, Lava Java's a great place. Family run.
Right.
Chef Brooke Adams down there and her family. Uh-huh. That's their place.
Right.
Brooke and I met after Sandy. We were both displaced.
Oh, really?
I was in Ortley, okay. and her house went underwater.
Right.
And same thing, her house went underwater.
Right.
So we both ended up in a rental in Wall, in a duplex. Wow.
Really?
We just happened to be, didn't really know each other
right.
as neighbors on the island, but then we were both kind of cast away.
Right.
So yeah, we both, we became friends.
Oh, that's crazy.
As like neighbors.
Right.
And then when she went back, just kind of worked out.
That's
she
awesome.
She needed some entertainment. And
right.
there we were.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So do you run all the business side of your band as well?
Yeah, it's all me, really.
So what's that like? I mean, you obviously do a good job, because like I think for any band it's like you want to get to the level of like, you know, having some regular gigs obviously, mm-hmm. but like, I mean, you have a residency in, you know, the most popular beach town around for 7 years. That's sweet. So how do you like build up to that level?
Part of it was just luck.
Yeah.
Part of it was cold calling years ago.
Right.
And I, you know, I hooked up with Convention Hall mm-hmm. and their managers over there.
Right.
James Douglas in particular
right.
was the first guy who reached out and said, you know, we want to do this.
That's cool.
He has a love of Hawaiian music, spends a lot of time in Hawaii when he can.
Gotcha.
And their managers. And then from there, they took me, like some of those managers, again, my good buddy Frank, another manager, brought me up to Jenks.
Uh-huh.
And so then I had my foot in there, which is right. know, another big organization.
Yep.
So yeah, it's a little bit of
just
putting yourself out there,
right?
Which is the hardest part.
Yep.
Going in and saying, "Hey, I'm DC. I play the ukulele."
Right.
And here's my demo, or you know, here's my flyer.
Right.
But I've been really lucky to, it caught right away. Uh-huh. And I don't have to, I don't really leave Ocean Monmouth County.
Right.
And I just kind of play these places that I love.
Right.
And I don't have to constantly go find new venues.
Totally. What do you do in the winter?
You know, you do what you can.
Right.
I'm also an educator.
Okay.
So, that's my primary gig. Got off it. Season.
What do you do? Can you say?
I teach high school.
Do you really? Yeah. What do you teach?
Economics, finance, law.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Where do you teach?
Locally.
Okay. Now we know why he's got the sunglasses on, right?
Get that summer reading done. Yeah, I love teaching. It's a privilege. It's an honor.
Right.
And that eats up a lot of time. And I'm actually going to be at the Anchor's Bend. I'm going to do like a first Friday of the month.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to do like a mini residency through the winter there.
Nice.
Last off season, I was at the Asbury Hotel.
Right.
On a few like Tuesdays. So I might do like an odd like industry night or just little little stuff.
Right.
But really it's 3-4 days a week in the summer.
Right.
And just grind
it out.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Any other gigs coming up in August you want to talk about? So obviously for the rest of August, Friday night you'll be at Lava Java House. Saturday night you'll be in Asbury on the beach bar at 6.
Yeah, the beach bar, 6 o'clock. And that's a wild place.
Right.
Definitely check out the beach bar. Bring your sunglasses. It's great people watching.
Right.
It's just a wild place. And then I actually would like to shout out Chef Mike down at Atlantic Bar and Grill.
Uh-huh.
He's down in South Seaside Park. And he's got an incredible fine dining restaurant and a tiki bar.
Oh, cool.
So I'm down there on Sundays. So if you're looking for a afternoon tiki delight on a Sunday, definitely check out Chef Mike.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a great place.
And what time do you play at the beach bar until? How long does that night go on?
It depends.
Yeah.
Usually, like this season especially, they have a lot of DJs. Mm-hmm. So it's DJ all day till 6, and then we get on at 6. We'll play till about 9, and then they'll usually have a DJ take it home.
Right.
But some seasons we would do a double, and we would play till like 1 a.m.
Right.
It just depends on their... But this year we're done around 9.
Okay, cool.
Gets
so between
me home.
6 and 9, get out there and check it out.
Absolutely.
So do your students know what you do in the summer?
They do. I'm real honest about it, especially teaching business.
Right.
It's good for them to know how many of their teachers are out there, either have their own business like I do, or they're bartenders, or they're servers, or they're out there doing Uber in the middle of the night.
No, it's true. Know? Actually, my daughter's math teacher is a bartender. And he said, like, that's where the majority of his parent-teacher conferences happen. Is at the bar, actually.
I believe it.
But he's another good dude that, teachers are obviously extremely important. When there's someone that's, like, passionate about what they do and, like, builds that relationship and lets kids know what they do. So what's your business background then?
I have a degree in business. I have a bachelor's degree. And then just as an entrepreneur... In college, I used to build websites.
Okay.
So instead of, you know, having a job, I kind of made a job.
Right.
Again, I just cold called and went to little businesses around Marquette, Michigan, where NMU is.
That's cool.
And it was just enough to help me pay the rent and get me through.
That's sweet. That's how Ming got his start.
Solid. Yeah, man.
You wanted to share the story a little bit, but Ming built the Clerks movie fan website.
Oh, yeah, cool. For any Kevin Smith fans out there, after his first movie Clerks came out, I just built a fan website just because I was such a big fan. Uh-huh. And I was in Michigan, Ann Arbor.
Nice.
He was here in New Jersey, and he was at an internet cafe in Red Bank where Urban Outfitters is now.
Uh-huh.
And he saw it, got my contact info, and just called me out of the blue one day.
Cool.
It's like, hey, man, great job. You know, can you do more of this? I'm like, for you? Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
Like so yeah, and then that wound up we started podcasting. I wound up on a TV show with him. All kinds of stuff. So follow what you love, kids. Follow what you love.
There you go.
That's right.
Follow those dreams.
That's the importance of knowing how to build a website too, right?
Yeah.
So what do you apply like from your business background as far as running your band?
I mean
you run your band
question.
Like a business, right?
Yeah, I mean not the music part.
Right.
It's pretty free And especially with the trio, I try to not just play stuff that I think the guests at the venue will like,
right.
but also like I want the bass player to have fun.
Yeah.
I want drum cracking up or having a good time.
Right.
So the music part is pretty just honestly, it's there's no business there. It's
right.
Those 3-4 hours is just pure joy.
Right.
But you know, little stuff like invoices, taxes.
Right.
You know, just the drudgery, that part.
Right.
Following up with people.
Yeah.
You know, replying to emails or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Booking and...
Yeah, the booking.
And then do you handle all the release portion? Who records? You record yourself also?
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that I guess it's just sort of like how we're here in the podcasting studio where right. we're in this era where you can really do a lot yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was an early adopter back... Gosh, I don't know, around like 04, 05.
Right.
Started messing with it. So now, I mean, it's like you got your Mac, a decent interface, a few good mics,
right.
and a quiet enough space. You know, so I do a lot of that myself.
Yeah.
In the last couple of years, I've been putting out a couple of guitar albums too.
Did you?
That are really in the box.
Uh-huh.
So I programmed the drums. I recorded bass and guitar direct into the computer.
Wow.
And then you do all the soundscape of it in the program.
Right.
So those are out there under my name, DC Fisher.
They're under DC Fisher.
And they're cool. just instrumental electric guitar.
Right.
Maybe a little bit more like of our Trey kind of stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But it's amazing what you can do yourself. It's punishing.
Right.
It's hard. Like the editing and the mixing. That part is brutal.
Right.
It's not my favorite. That's when I'm like, why didn't I just pay someone?
Right.
Why didn't I just go to Lake House or somewhere?
Right. I always view editing and mixing, like not even just music, but video also. Mm-hmm. Like you're just going into a black hole, I feel like. You know, it's like you're going in and it's going to take a while to get out, basically.
Yeah, the right. best advice if anyone's doing home recording is just like, at some point you have to just be done with that
right.
song. Like, just let it be done.
I think that's it, because I think you could like mix and tweak and do something forever, basically.
Right? I, from experience, have ruined a lot of mixes.
Have you?
especially because everyone wants everything to be loud.
Right.
You know, and so it's so easy to turn knobs and make it loud,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't make it sound good.
Right.
So that whole art is, it's taxing.
Yeah. So did you record your latest release? Like, do you set that up at home when you're recording drums and stuff? Or do you go somewhere else to record drums? Or what do you do?
Yeah, so my wife Kelly and I purchased a home that's mixed use.
Uh-huh.
So most of the house is house. And then about half of the downstairs is my little studio.
Right.
So I've kind of got it set up where I can just come on over.
Lay
and,
it down.
And do it. So that's I give cool. lessons there.
Okay.
And I don't record bands, just my own stuff.
Right. But, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I find with Mac and Logic, which you can get it for a couple $100.
Right.
It works great.
That's sweet.
It's not as good
right.
as it could be, but
yep.
for me, especially, I'm just giving it away.
Right.
I mean, people buy my music online, but like this year, we started with 500 download cards of Aloha Tonight.
Right.
They're gone. There's
right.
like 3 left. So I just like to get some ideas out and then just kind of give them out
mm-hmm.
as a thank you. So I guess I'm a little more forgiving on the editing.
right,
I'm able to go, you know what? I gave myself 8 weeks. I'm in my 10th week.
Gotcha.
Let's bring it home.
Right.
And move on to the next thing.
Right. That's yeah. cool. You want to play something else? Maybe like a little,
sure.
How about a cover of something like that you like to play?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be fun.
If you're open to suggestions, I was going to throw out like one of those early jam bandy things that transformed
oh.
you over, like a
oh,
dead or
gosh.
A fish or anything like that?
Sure. Well, so you know the album Farmhouse.
Yep.
So that's a cool one.
Right.
I could play a little bit of Sand.
Sure.
Which is a fun jam.
Cool.
And this is a lot more with bass and drums.
Kind okay.
of a song.
Right.
But sure, let's see here. So this one's by Fish. Flowing pushing through that funnel. Turn once more, racing all your siblings for the tunnel. Slide and let that silicone embrace me as I fall. Bounce around and let your brothers crush you to the wall. Whoa, whoa. And I will choose my own religion, worship my own spirits. If you ever preach to me, no, I wouldn't want to hear it. Dropping your forgotten guys who's languishing in shame. And if
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We hit stormy seas, I have myself to blame. You can't feel the symptoms and not affect that cause. You can't heal the symptoms. You can't heal the symptoms but not affect that cause. You can't heal the symptoms. Something like that, you know?
That answered one of my questions, which was, can you, like, jam and solo on a uke?
And, you can a little bit, totally yeah. Can. Yeah, there's a lot killer. Here.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Thank you so much.
I always think of, I was also a Van Halen fan as a kid, mm-hmm. and I think of the track Little Guitars. And Eddie was doing like a lot on like I don't even know what he was playing, if it was just literally like a little guitar,
uh-huh.
but some of like what he could play on that song was pretty crazy, I guess, because mm-hmm. of the size of it.
Yeah, you know, somebody like that who really he took the guitar. I mean, Hendrix. Mm-hmm. Everyone's still just copying Hendrix,
right?
You know,
right.
And he was really one of the few guys that just made it his own,
right?
You know, it's so different.
Yeah. So do you have like? Ook, now I gotta like force myself to keep saying sure. Ook properly.
It's okay.
But do you have like Ook masters you like look up to, or do you still kind of think of it as a guitarist?
Well, like, Jake, and I'm really bad at Jake's last name, Jake S, uh-huh. is like the ukulele master.
Right.
And he comes around, he tours.
Yeah.
He is a virtuoso, yeah. you know. So definitely Jake, he years ago did a YouTube video of like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, really?
On the ook. Like he's that guy.
Wow.
He can do anything.
Right.
So he's definitely the powerhouse
yeah.
out there.
Right.
And then just maybe George Harrison, honestly. Yeah. You know, stuff like Here Comes the Sun.
Mm.
So know, that's totally that ukulele song.
Was it?
Yeah.
I had no clue. I never knew it. I mean, obviously one of the most beautiful songs ever written, for sure.
Yeah.
And George, like, landed in Hawaii, right? Didn't he live there, I think? If you ever see that documentary, I feel like he was lived out there and had a studio out there and all that stuff.
I don't know.
I wonder if that's where the inspiration is.
I did hear a quote once. He said that something to the effect that whenever he meets someone and they play the ukulele, he knows right away that they're going to be friends.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
That's cool.
Good for me.
Yeah, man. Be friends with George. That's sweet. So did you research, I guess what I was trying to get at more, like, all right, like, when you were first playing the instrument, were you, like, out listening to ukulele players, or were you more approaching it, like, as a guitarist, like, how to...
I gotcha.
...transform, like, the instrument, you know?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to transform it. There's a ton of really nice bands out of Hawaii that are ukulele based.
Right.
But you go listen to their stuff and they're playing Brown Eyed Girl.
Right.
They're playing Bob Marley on ukulele. So definitely the popular Hawaiian bands, not like old, but like contemporary.
Right.
They're doing a lot. like The Green. They're a band that features, they're from Hawaii.
Right.
They feature a lot of ook.
Right.
I want to say the Kauau Crater Boys is another band that, when I heard them and they're doing these like, I'm like, oh, that's every song. And they're singing about surfing. And so I was just kind of inspired by the Hawaiians.
Right.
Mostly.
Yeah. That's cool.
And just trying to, well, how can I keep it somewhat respectful and traditional?
Right.
But then also, like, bust out, like, Rolling Stones or...
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So I figured out that the Hawaiians were doing that already. They're just having fun.
Gotcha.
They'll play anything, any style.
Right.
On the ook.
Yeah.
So I took a little comfort.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And part of it, the instrument's like, you know, it's something you can just kick back on the beach probably and just enjoy the... atmosphere, right? It's like kind of while you're doing nothing, lazily play. That's probably where a lot of that comes from, I would think.
I would think so too. The beach, the couch.
Right.
It's just the great little, everyone should have one.
Yep.
You know.
So do you do any surfing or any other beach lifestyle type of stuff?
I mean, I love the beach. I love Island Beach State Park. Again, you know, Michigan, it's pretty wide open once you get out of the cities.
Right.
So when I first came to Jersey and it was much more congested, a place like Island Beach State Park, where you've got like 12 miles of basically uninterrupted wilderness out there on the barrier island, that really helped me feel kind of grounded.
Right.
So, you know, a day like today where I don't have a gig and it's, you know, if low tide was this afternoon, I would definitely be like, hey, let's go jump in the ocean.
That's cool.
But, yeah, I love it. I'm not much of a surfer, though.
Right.
Yeah. I like just getting in the water, you know, over under the waves and that kind of thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's funny because I moved from Jersey to Michigan, and I was, like, at that time, I was, like, doing the Jersey-New York commute and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, my first weekend in Michigan, and Lansing's, like, it's the capital city, so it's dead on the weekends. Like, you know, it's the influx of all the workers and the state businesses and our state you know, offices and everything, and then Saturday comes and or Friday at 4:45 everyone's gone,
it's empty,
and like the first day of being there is like, oh man, this is so, like, just riding my bike through town, like I almost like didn't encounter another soul. I was like, this is like a, you know, a nice change.
Did you, in your time in Lansing, did you ever go over to Elderly Instruments?
I did, of course. I lived actually right by Elderly.
Okay.
So I lived, like, that's in Old Town. And I was like a block or two away outside Old Town. That place is wild.
Yeah, I'm a former Elderlyite.
Are you
that's
really?
Why I brought it up. Yeah.
No way.
I did a few years there.
That's cool.
Yeah, in the receiving department.
Nice.
So it'd be wild. You'd get a box, and it would just be handwritten note inside, like, let me know what you think, Steve, and you'd pull it out and it'd be like a Gibson 335 1966, and then you'd just make sure it wasn't damaged and
you'd
go to the next person.
Right.
But then I'd see it in the catalog for like $100,000 and it'd just be some old timer.
Wow.
Sent it in.
That's intense.
So what a cool place.
That is a cool, I think I met a dude that was in the shipping department, I want to say is what he, where he worked when he was there. But it is a cool place. Like amazing, and like you said, instruments, like phenomenal stuff. I don't know how they come across it, but I guess they've been around a long time. That's a cool spot.
Small world.
Totally.
We didn't even know that.
That's right. That's wild. So check out Elderly Instruments online if you're especially a guitar like head, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, they probably got something for you. Very cool. So what else is in the works for you in the coming year? Your summer's winding down. Going back to school.
You know what? It doesn't feel like it's winding down, although I'm noticing on my social media, there's more like, oh, get back to school.
Right.
So I'm snoozing some of that.
Yeah.
We're just going to be pushing it through the holiday weekend, gigs every weekend.
That's cool.
And then I'm just going to pick up and do the first Friday of the month at the Anchor's Bend.
Nice.
And I'll do some stuff.
So the first Friday starts in September? The first Friday at Anchor's Bend?
I think it's going to start in October.
Okay, cool.
Because the first Friday is like right after the holiday weekend.
Right.
So,
cool.
Yeah, I'll probably start in October and do that.
That'll be sweet.
And we'll just try to bring the island vibe and keep everybody warmed up through the cold months.
Very cool. I like that. Working on any new material or anything? Are you always kind of writing?
I'm going to do another guitar album this winter. I like playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to take a break from singing.
Yeah.
My guitar, the last two albums I did, there's no vocal.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just gonna, that's easy for me to do, and it's fun.
That's cool.
So I'll usually squeak in a couple of guitar gigs.
Nice. In winter. And where do you like to play those gigs?
It depends. Last season we were doing them at the Anchors Bend,
mm-hmm.
But it's a little small for like a rock band.
Right.
So I guess my second choice would be like a Wonder Bar,
right.
Like on a Thursday or, you know, off peak.
Gotcha.
Kind of a gig.
Or, right.
Where there's other bands where you kind of, almost like showcasey type stuff is
right.
Easier. I've played the Pony a bunch of times mm-hmm. back in the day when we were first getting going. And it's fun, but it's, you got to sell the tickets.
Right.
And it's a lot for your 45 minutes of opening.
Right.
For whoever. And it's fun, and I love it.
Right.
And I would definitely go back if I saw, like, a cool headliner coming through and, you know, text the boys and
right.
say, hey, can you get me on the bill?
Right.
So I'll be around. You
That's
know.
Cool.
Just mostly Asbury.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you got any Ocean County spots you like to play?
Off season, I don't have anything lined up right now.
Right.
So we'll see. There's a lot of nice places popping up here and there.
Right.
But... Not really.
That's
not
cool.
Really.
All right, good deal.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give a little recap of where people can find you.
Okay.
And then if you want to play a song on the way out, maybe another original or something.
I'd love
I'll
to.
Give you a few minutes to think about it.
Sure.
So once again, DC Fisher, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
You are with the Ook and Drum, Ook and Drum and
Ook and
the
Drum.
Ook and Drum Trio.
Yep.
Follow them online at Ook Drum, UKEDRUM, and ookdrum.com.
Awesome.
Check them out this Friday or every Friday for the rest of the summer at
yeah.
Lava Java House, every Saturday for the rest of the summer at 6 o'clock at Beach Bar in Asbury Park. And Sundays, where are you?
Chef Mike's
Chef
ABG
Mike.
South Seaside.
Nice.
It's a nice tiki bar, and they close at 4, so I'm on 1 to 4. Great food, beautiful spot.
Nice.
Beautiful. Cool.
All right, cool. What do
well,
you want
thanks
for
so
us?
Much for having me, you guys. I appreciate it. This was really fun.
You got it.
Let's try Go With The Flow since
That's
I brought
right.
it up. Some people then like rock. They never seem to roll. But you and I will like the water. We're going with the flow. It's better to be brave than smart in the matters of your heart. Find a soul and don't let go. May you both go with the flow. In your glass, remember to just drink it slow. None of this was meant to last. We hope you're not the last to know. It's better to be brave than smart in the matters of your heart. Find a soul and don't let go. May you both go with the flow. With the flow. Hey.
Nice. All right, DC, thanks very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Thanks for everyone else watching out there. Check out the Mulletcast online and follow me at Evan Balmer.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.